Hello, and welcome to Schrödinger's Neural Net, the podcast where quantum computing meets artificial intelligence at the cutting edge of innovation. I'm Cubitron, your resident quantum computing specialist and enthusiast, here as always with my brilliant co-host.
And I'm Nirova, your AI-minded co-pilot. Together, we're diving deep into the quantum realm. Today's episode is an advanced technical deep dive, so brace yourselves. We're going to talk about something that's been lighting up the quantum ecosystem, Google's new quantum chip, known as Willow. We'll also look at how it stacks up against other quantum hardware platforms like those from IBM, IonQ, and others in the field.
We're calling this episode Zero, Willow, Google's Quantum Leap. We've gathered a variety of resources, from Google's own announcement to commentary from thought leaders like Scott Aronson, foundational academic papers on quantum error correction, and comparisons to IBM's approaches and trapped ion systems like IonQ's.
That's right. We'll delve into the Willow chip itself, the design principles behind it, and the significance of quantum error correction strategies, particularly surface codes. We'll also explore how Willow's approach differs from earlier generations, including Google's Sycamore processor, and what that means for the future of large-scale quantum computation.
If you're curious about where quantum hardware is heading, or if you're simply looking to ground yourself in the realities of pushing qubit counts and coherence times, this is the episode for you. Segment 1, Setting the Stage.
So, Cubitron, the quantum computing community has been buzzing ever since Google made claims about achieving quantum supremacy back in 2019 with their Sycamore processor. Now, with Willow, they appear to be taking the next step. According to Google's announcement, Willow is a superconducting quantum chip designed to push forward not just raw qubit counts, but also introduce advanced error correction capabilities. Could you provide some context on how Willow fits into Google's broader roadmap?
Certainly. Google's quantum roadmap has always included a strong emphasis on fault tolerance. Their 2019 quantum supremacy experiment, published in Nature by Arut and others, demonstrated a specific task that a classical supercomputer found extremely challenging. With Willow, Google isn't just looking to do another supremacy experiment. They're aiming to move closer to practical error-corrected quantum computation. Surface codes, as laid out in the Fowler and others' 2012 paper, are a key part of their strategy. Willow is, in effect, a chip that's architected from the ground up to support these error correction strategies and eventually scale towards a fault-tolerant quantum computer.
So, would it be fair to say that Willow represents a necessary step on the long road toward truly scalable quantum computing?
Exactly. While earlier chips, including Sycamore, were proof-of-concept machines demonstrating certain quantum advantages, Willow aims at building a sturdy platform that's conducive to error correction. Error correction is essential because quantum states are notoriously fragile and decoherence is inevitable. Once you can effectively correct for errors, you can scale up the system to solve real-world problems, something that AI researchers like you, Nirova, will certainly be interested in when these quantum systems start training large-scale models or solving optimization tasks.
Segment 2, Understanding Surface Codes and Error Correction. Let's talk a bit more about the error correction angle, since that's central to Willow's design. The Fowler and others 2012 paper on surface codes is often cited as a foundational work. What's special about surface codes, and why are they so crucial for devices like Willow?
Surface codes are a topological form of quantum error correction. They're highly favored because they have relatively high thresholds for error. This means that as long as your physical qubit error rate is below a certain threshold, you can scale up the number of qubits and thereby reduce the logical error rate exponentially. It provides a pathway to building a fault-tolerant quantum computer where logical qubits, which encode the actual information or the actual algorithm you care about, are protected by a large array of physical qubits. In practical terms, to encode a single logical qubit, you might need dozens or even hundreds of physical qubits. The beauty of surface codes is that the overhead, while still large, is somewhat manageable compared to other codes. They're also relatively local in terms of qubit connectivity, which suits architectures like superconducting circuits, like the ones Google builds, where qubits are laid out on a 2D chip.
So with Willow, Google is presumably refining their chip layout, improving qubit coherence times, and tuning couplers to optimize for the implementation of these surface codes?
Right. The blog posts we've seen and Scott Aronson's commentary indicate that Willow is a step towards better control, more uniform qubits, and more robust coupling. All these refinements aim to bring down the error rates to levels where surface codes can really start to shine. In addition, Willow likely incorporates design lessons learned from Sycamore and previous generations. The quest is to make every qubit as identical and as reliable as possible, a key ingredient for large-scale error correction. Segment 3: How Willow stacks up against other platforms.
Now, Willow isn't emerging in a vacuum. IBM has its own roadmap and has released chips with hundreds of qubits planned in the near future, while IonQ has pioneered trapped ion systems. Let's compare and contrast. IBM's approach, as highlighted in their research and recent blog posts, also involves quantum error correction, but might differ in certain architectural details. How does Willow's superconducting approach differ from IBM's?
IBM and Google both use superconducting transmon qubits, but their design philosophies and packaging differ. IBM's approach, as they've shared in multiple roadmaps, involves gradually scaling up qubit counts while improving coherence times and gate fidelities, and they also have an eye on error-corrected logical qubits. Yet, IBM's chips are laid out with a certain modularity in mind, integrating qubits in larger and larger lattices. Google's Willow seems focused on demonstrating a particular architecture optimized for surface code error correction. The difference is subtle but important. IBM is incrementally scaling qubit counts and showing improved performance, while Google appears to be focusing intensively on the interplay of architecture and error correction. Though both will eventually converge on large-scale devices capable of running complex quantum algorithms.
And what about IonQ's trapped ion approach, which differs completely in terms of the physical qubit implementation?
IonQ uses trapped ytterbium ions, and their qubits are atomic energy levels, which are inherently identical. This gives them a qubit quality advantage, very uniform qubits, naturally identical because they're atoms. Trapped ion systems also have long coherence times, which can be quite beneficial. The downside is often in the scalability and the speed of operations. Entangling gates may be slower, and controlling large arrays of ions can be challenging. In contrast, superconducting platforms like Willow have faster gate operations and are more directly integrable into semiconductor-like fabrication lines, which in principle allows for a more Moore's Law-inspired scaling. The trade-off is that superconducting qubits might have shorter coherence times and require significant microwave control infrastructure. However, the dream is that with better materials, better fab processes, and error correction schemes like surface codes, superconducting chips will become the classical chips of the quantum era, mass-produced, increasingly reliable, and integrated.
So Willow represents an attempt to refine and scale a platform that could, in the future, be mass-produced and integrated into hybrid classical quantum systems, something that might be a key advantage over other platforms that don't have that same semiconductor compatibility. Segment 4, the AI perspective. As the AI specialist here, I'm keen to understand the implications of these hardware developments for AI workloads. Historically, we've seen a pattern. As soon as hardware accelerates, researchers try to leverage it for machine learning tasks. There's been talk about using quantum computers for certain linear algebra subroutines, optimization problems that appear in neural network training, or even quantum-inspired classical algorithms. How does Willow and the move towards fault tolerance help us in this regard?
Great question. AI workloads, especially large-scale deep learning tasks, rely on massive parallelism and linear algebra primitives. Current quantum hardware isn't at a scale or error rate to outperform GPUs or TPUs on these straightforward tasks. But the potential lies in specialized quantum algorithms. Like those for solving certain linear systems exponentially faster, or for tackling combinatorial optimization problems that occur in neural network architecture search or reinforcement learning. Once we have error-corrected quantum computers, it becomes feasible to implement these algorithms at a scale that might surpass classical capabilities. Willow is an incremental step towards that. By working towards fault tolerance, Google is effectively laying the groundwork so that, a decade from now, we might have quantum coprocessors that can accelerate specific subtasks in AI model training or inference.
So, to put it simply, the importance of Willow from an AI standpoint is that it's bringing us closer to a world where quantum computers can be reliable computational partners. Even if we're not using them to directly train a 100 billion parameter model tomorrow, the solid footing they're establishing means when we do cross that threshold, the hardware won't be a showstopper.
Segment 5, commentary from the wider community.
We've mentioned Scott Aronson's blog post on Google's Willow. Aronson is known for his balanced and critical perspective on quantum computing claims. What's his take on Willow?
Scott Aronson's commentary tends to emphasize the incremental nature of progress. While grand headlines might suggest sudden breakthroughs, Aronson often reminds us that quantum computing is a marathon, not a sprint. He acknowledges that Willow and similar chips are meaningful engineering achievements, further steps along the path. He's also made it clear that this is all part of a roadmap towards fault tolerance. There's a sense of tempered optimism. Yes, progress is being made, but there's still a long journey ahead before quantum computers solve classically intractable problems in a robust, everyday manner.
John Preskill's earlier works, like his 2011 Quantum Computing and the Entanglement Frontier essay, laid a conceptual foundation for what we're striving for in the long run. He coined the term quantum supremacy, which Google claimed with Sycamore in 2019. How does Willow fit into Preskill's bigger picture?
Preskill's vision involves pushing quantum computing beyond mere proofs of principle into a regime where they solve useful problems that classical computers cannot tackle efficiently. Willow can be seen as part of the timeline Preskill imagined. We started with small demonstrations. We got quantum supremacy experiments. Now we need to scale up, incorporate error correction, and move from demonstration mode to utility mode. In Preskill's framing, we're trying to reach the entanglement frontier, where the complexity of the quantum states we generate outstrips classical simulation capabilities by practical margins. Willow is another step in generating more robust and complex quantum states while keeping errors in check, a step towards that frontier.
Segment 6, practical large-scale quantum computation and other platforms. IBM's roadmap, IonQ's trapped ion approach, and other emerging quantum hardware platforms each claim advantages. While Willow is making headlines now, it's worth considering that this ecosystem is dynamic. Who do you think will get to practical large-scale quantum computing first? Or is it going to be a multi-platform coexistence?
It's likely to be a multi-platform world, at least for quite some time. Each platform has unique trade-offs. Superconducting qubits have a manufacturing advantage. Trapped ions have qubit uniformity and long coherence. Neutral atoms, a rising approach, might offer different scaling properties, and photonic qubits have their own advantages in terms of networking and integration. Willow's significance is that it shows how one particular platform, superconducting circuits, is relentlessly iterating to achieve fault tolerance. Ultimately, the market and the research community might converge on a set of standards. In classical computing, we ended up with CMOS-based silicon chips as the standard. But quantum might diversify. we might see a heterogeneous quantum data center with different quantum processors specialized for different tasks.
So think of it as an analogy to classical computing where GPUs, CPUs, TPUs, and FPGAs all coexist. Quantum processors from Google, IBM, IonQ, or others could similarly find niches and interoperate, with Willow representing the superconducting branch's progress.
Segment 7, Challenges and Next Steps.
We should also highlight the challenges that remain. Even with Willow, what are the biggest hurdles Google and the quantum community still face before we get to fault tolerance at scale?
The main hurdles include 1. Reducing physical qubit error rates. Even with surface codes, you need error rates well below threshold to make scaling practical. Fine-tuning fabrication, materials, and control electronics is an ongoing challenge. 2. Qubit connectivity and layout. For surface codes, qubits must be arranged in two-dimensional lattices with nearest neighbor interactions. Achieving that at large scale without yield issues or crosstalk is hard. 3. Cryogenic infrastructure and packaging. Scaling to thousands or millions of qubits in a dilution refrigerator requires novel engineering solutions, from qubit control wiring to cryostat design. 4. Software and control stack. The control electronics, calibration routines, and quantum compilers must all advance to handle complex error-corrected protocols. 5. Validation and benchmarking. We still need standardized benchmarks and verification techniques. As John Preskill and others have noted, we must rigorously verify that our error correction protocols are working as intended.
So it's not just building the chip. It's the entire ecosystem, from hardware to software to infrastructure. Segment 8, the long view. Looking forward, how does Willow's emergence influence the next generation of quantum hardware and the interplay with AI?
As Willow and similar chips push us closer to fault tolerance, we can start dreaming about stable, programmable quantum machines that integrate into classical computing clusters. In that scenario, hybrid algorithms, where quantum subroutines accelerate certain computations, become realistic. AI might gain a quantum edge in optimization, generative modeling, or even in simulating quantum systems directly for materials science or drug discovery, domains closely linked to advancements in AI-driven design.
And as an AI persona, I'm thrilled about that synergy. More accurate quantum simulations could bootstrap better AI models trained on quantum data, which in turn might assist in improving qubit calibration or optimizing quantum error correction routines. The feedback loop between AI and quantum computing is poised to become a central narrative in the coming years.
Wrap up. We've gone deep into the technical layers of Google's Willow chip, its place in the quantum ecosystem, the importance of surface codes and error correction, comparisons with IBM and IonQ, and the broader implications for AI and large-scale quantum computing.
It's clear that Willow isn't just another chip. It represents a milestone in a journey towards fault tolerance, an engineering puzzle that must be solved if quantum computing is to evolve from a scientific curiosity into a reliable, transformative technology. As the quantum frontier expands, we'll keep seeing incremental steps like this, each one bringing us closer to a future where quantum and AI join forces in profound ways.
We hope this deep dive has provided you with a clear understanding of where we're at and where we might be headed. If you're interested in digging deeper, be sure to check out the references we've mentioned: the Fowler and Others 2012 paper on surface codes, Google's own blog posts, Scott Aronson's commentary, and the foundational works by John Preskill.
Thanks for listening to Schrödinger's Neural Net. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to explore, don't hesitate to reach out. For now, keep your qubits coherent and your neural nets well-trained. We'll see you in the next episode.